Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all. Hello everyone! Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are Connie and Belle, and we are freelancing moms of... Agile. Take two. We help transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online through our digital services bound by our core Christian values. Tonight's episode, we have a special guest and we will be talking about tips for writing effective emails, how to jumpstart your business writing, elementary level emails. Okay, so if you are seeing us for the very first time, we appreciate that you hit that subscribe button and click the bell to get notifications because we go live every Monday and Thursday, 8 p.m. Philippine time. And Sis Belle, can you share more about our schedules and sessions?
Yes, every Monday and Thursday, same time, 8 p.m., we go live, but we do two separate things. Every Monday, we do our live praise and worship session. So we are inviting everyone to join us every Monday. And let's all start the week right by doing this live praise and worship sessions. And then every Thursday, 8 p.m., Sis Cons and I talk more about freelancing, about digital marketing. And also sometimes we interview guests from the freelance industry. So if you're an aspiring freelancer, do tune in every Thursday at 8 p.m.
So then, yes. And before we forget, let's have an opening prayer first. We invite our guests to join us. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we are able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact in their businesses. We also lift up to you, Belle and I, and our special guest, Romer, pour out your Holy Spirit in us, so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. There, again, our topic for tonight is about tips for writing effective emails, how to jumpstart your business writing elementary level emails. So if you have questions regarding our topic for tonight, feel free to send them in the comment section. And if you are watching us, we know that, of course, Rome has not necessarily following those people who are supporting him. Feel free to say hi and support our guest for tonight. So go ahead, Sis Belle, introduce our special guest.
Yes, tonight we are so blessed to have our special guest for tonight, who is an email copywriter and who is responsible for helping his clients generate multiple six figures from his email campaigns. He's also the author of two books, The Six-Figure Freelancer Blueprint and Email Copywriting Codex. And most importantly, he's a loving husband to her wife, Evita, and an awesome dad to her daughter, Rain. So without further ado, here's Mr. Rom Rulida.
Yay! Where's
the sound effect? Sis.
Let me look for the clap. And here. Yay! Okay. Thank you again, Rom, for spending time with us, for saying yes and actually booking an early session, an earlier date. So, can you share more about your story? How did you become an email copywriter?
Sure. I started actually my freelancing career around way back 2016. So I was working at a company as a functional consultant for a software. And I'm going to different schools teaching professors how to use the software to teach to their students. After a while, I think around 2-3 years of working with that company, I got bored. So I look for ways to make money online. And that's when I found out that you can actually write articles and then people will pay you for it. I'm a huge fan back then of personal development books. So what I did was I went to freelancing sites. That the one that I use is freelancing.com. And then I found some people who are looking for articles for for Christian articles. Since I'm a Christian, I know that's within my alley. So I jumped to that opportunity, and that was the start of my freelancing journey. And then a few years while working, while writing these articles, I met my mentor, Jan Pagulayan, and he's an email copywriter, and that inspired me to pursue this path as well. So that's how I started with this email copywriting career.
Wow. And you've written two books? I should be connecting with you. Speaking of book, by the way, before I forget.
Segue.
Yeah. Hold on. Please, for those who are interested on how to build your virtual assistant business, feel free to check my book, How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, forward by our mentor, Jan Pagulayan. Just visit conniezabala.com/VA book. Okay. We can continue.
I love the fact that we have the common denominator, that we are all fond of personal development coaches, right? We belong to the same industry.
Yes.
Actually, about my book, it's actually also based on because I had this time with John where we talked one-on-one, and then he shared to me how he's doing freelancing back when before there's no tribe yet. And then I based the teaching of the content of the book on base on what we talked about during that time. So there's really something that will help freelancers when it comes to growing their business.
Wow. Do you still have the presence or where these people can check your book?
Right now, I think the only one that I have available is the Email Copywriting Codex, because I'm doing email copywriting now. So you can just send me an email and then we can talk about it.
Okay. Okay. I believe we have shared Rome's link. Yes, in the description. So feel free to visit those links. So anyway, to continue, what do you think are the advantages and disadvantages of running your own business?
Yeah, this is a really interesting question, because I don't know if you or the people who are watching right now also came from a corporate background. So we are all familiar with having a boss, with having someone to tell us what to do, what time we should go to the office, what time should we go to lunch, and everything. And I think one of the biggest advantages of running your own business, running your own freelancing business, is that you have that freedom to decide for yourself. You have the freedom to decide when do you want to start working, when do you want to stop, when do you want to spend time with your family, when do you want to take a break. So that freedom to choose those things that you prioritize over work is one of the biggest advantage of doing it. But as for these disadvantages, I think one thing is that if you are not really organized with your time, if you are not really meticulous in the way you spend your time or you plan your day, it could be somewhat it could be a struggle for some people to be productive, to get some things done, because you don't have a boss. It's yourself, your own motivation, it's your own drive that will take you to do those things that you need to do. So yeah, I think that's one of the disadvantages. You need to really be motivated, driven by a purpose if you want to succeed in this freelancing business.
Yes, absolutely. All of us can relate.
Yes, it takes discipline, you know.
Very much. And sometimes we are the ones who distract ourselves. We are the ones who are objective to our own to-dos. Anyway, what was your deciding point to continue being in this industry, being an entrepreneur?
I think the deciding point is my wife and I are always talking about this. We are so blessed to have this kind of lifestyle because our daughter Rain, she's just turned 1 year old last January, and to have that freedom to be with her, see her grow up, and be a witness to how she's progressing, how she is developing. She's first the first time that she stood up, the first time that she crawled. Those are really precious moments that made us really grateful that we have this kind of lifestyle where we can be with our family almost 24/7, right? So mm-hmm. I think as for the deciding point to continue this journey, I think that's one thing for me personally. When I see when our daughter came, it was really that point that I can say that, hey, I want to do this until I grow old, because this is really something that a privilege given to us by God.
Amen. Yes.
100%. Yes, I agree. Yes. Such a blessing to be with a family.
I'm sure Sis Belle can relate because she has three kids.
Yes, and it took me how many years before I took the leap. So I honor you. I honor you because you did that quickly, quicker than me.
Yes. Okay, next question. For sure, like most of us who transitioned to this freelancing business, you experienced some struggles. So what were your struggles when you were starting, and how did you overcome it?
Yeah, sure. One of the, I think this story, one that really stuck with me is I had this opportunity to work with a client one time. And he asked me to write this article about, I don't remember exactly the topic, but it's an article that I wrote. And then I spent a few hours on it. And then when I submitted it, he said that it was trash. It was garbage. He didn't hold back in his words. He criticized it and he said that he won't use it because it's not really what he wants. And yeah, it's completely useless. That's what we said. That time I was really discouraged. I was really, I came to a point where I questioned if, will this be really something that I can do? Especially if you will get that kind of rejection over and over again, right? It's really, especially when you're giving your effort, where you're giving your time, where you're giving everything to do those kind of jobs, and then those clients will just say that it's garbage. I think that like what I said, it's something that really stuck with me ever since, because it's my first time to have my work criticized that way. And because it's easy, because when you're working online, you're not really talking to one another in person, face to face. So it's easier to say things that way. So I think that's one of the biggest struggles that I had. How do I make it work if I know that my writing is weak, basically? Thank God, because I use that as a motivation. As a motivation to keep improving myself, right? That no one would say that my writing is garbage again. So maybe some people are still saying that it's garbage, but as of now, I don't hear anything.
I think one of the things that we acquire or we get somehow, if we were in this business, we learn to, I'm not sure what's the English term for manhead. We learn to not be affected by because our clients abroad are more straightforward compared to Filipinos, and we are a bit kind of a sensitive people, so that's something that we get to learn in the long run. So next question is, do you qualify your clients first?
Yeah, good question. I think that's really important of how I do business right now. Before, I just talk to everyone as long as they show interest in what I'm doing. So I schedule a call with them. I take time in my calendar to speak with those people. But the problem is that when I don't qualify them first, some of them end up really bad leads. They don't have the email list that I need. They don't have a proven product. And some of them are just booking that call to sell me something. So instead of us talking about working on their email list. So yeah, so that's one thing that I'm really doing right now. So actually, I don't do calls with client unless I know for a fact that they have the ads that I need. So if they reply to my outreach message, if they show interest, I will ask them some questions through email, and that would help me to qualify them. And if they are good fit, I will proceed to send them to a form where they can sign up to work with me. If not, I'll just handle that. Maybe the timing's off, and we can revisit this when you have this ads in the future. So if there are freelancers out there who are listening to this, yeah, it's really an important part of your process. You should always qualify your client before the process for talking with them, to save time both for you and for the prospect as well.
Yeah, and I'd like to highlight that point that you mentioned, that it doesn't really require any video calls at all, any discovery calls, that you're able to close clients either through just a back and forth messaging, a form. So I think our freelancers, other freelancers will be inspired by that, to hear that, especially those who are really scared of doing these discovery calls. So that tip is for you guys.
Yes, take note of that. Anyway, before we continue, if you are being blessed or you are learning something from this live session, or if you are watching on a replay, feel free to click that thumbs up button. Anyway, so next question. I think this time it has to do with our beliefs and faith. So how has your faith impacted your business?
Yeah. That's really a good question. A lot of ways, you know, like what we discussed, we talked about earlier, there will be times in this business where you will really struggle, where you will find that it's really hard to get clients, it's really hard to get traction with your business, even if you're doing everything right. And when you came to that point, it's easy to give up, to surrender, to just quit doing this freelancing business. But I'm really thankful that I have faith in God, because during those moments that, you know, I have nothing going on, it's been 3 months and there's still no new clients who is working with me, it's just I created this wallpaper in my laptop, and it just says, just trust me, and then God. And every time that I look at that, it encourages me that though I don't understand completely why is it happening, why I'm not getting anything, why there's no results, I just have to trust God that He knows what He's doing. And it's faithful. After that 3 months of drought, I experienced a continued, you know, flow of clients for months on end. And that faith in God, to believe that He knows what He's doing, to believe that He has a plan, really impacted my business in a way that it's harder for me to quit, because I know I'm not alone doing this. I have Him. I have His favor. So all I have to do is trust Him, and He will carry me in whatever situation I'm in.
Amen. Yes. Just trust.
I think it somehow the next question is actually connected, because I believe that trust is in the Bible, of course. But do you have, aside from that, do you have any favorite Bible verse?
Yeah, sure. One thing that I'm really meditating during that time is be still and know that I am God. I think that's in Psalm. That no matter the situation, no matter what the situation is around you, even if the things are, you know, really problematic, that you have big problems, you have struggles, challenges, you have people getting sick, loved ones that are getting sick, no matter the situation is around you, all you need to do is to be still, and God will show you that He is God. God will show you His power, His blessings, His provision. So before being a Christian, and even sometimes silly struggle when it comes to worrying, it's easy to worry, it's easy to focus on the problems and the challenges that you have, and you know, you easily lose your peace of mind. But through that verse, when I'm being reminded of that verse, that all I have to do is be still, and God will show Himself, God will show up with. So I think that's one of my favorite Bible verse connected to my business.
Amen. Love it. I need to hear that right now. This is not actually faith, but this is a last question for this portion of the interview, because the tips are coming in a few minutes. So this is a last question before we go to that portion. So if you are, or if you were to look back to your younger self when you're just learning about this industry, what would you say to him?
That's easy. Find a mentor. Because when I was starting, I thought that I was the only freelancer in the Philippines. I didn't realize that there's a lot of people who are already doing this kind of career. They are earning online. They're working with clients abroad. I didn't know that, so I was trying to figure out everything myself. So, but when I found those people, and then when I found a mentor, it really fast tracked everything to me, because you know, I learned from their mistakes. I learned from their experience. They shared to me what's working, what's not working, and everything became much easier for me to get to the place or to the destination that I wanted to go. So my advice for younger self, don't try to figure things out on your own. Find a mentor. It will be much easier if you do that.
Yes, 1000%. That is the shortcut. So anyway, that's the end of the first section of this live interview. So we will now moving on to the next one, which where actually where Romer will share with us some tips when it comes to writing effective emails or the elementary level kind of email. So Rome, take it away.
Hey guys, so I'm assuming that if you're watching this, you really want to learn how to write emails that sell. And I have some tips for you that will help you to get better results. And you don't, these are really some simple tips. And I hope that you walk away from this interview with that clear guidance when it comes to writing emails. So the first thing, if you want, just to give a short intro on email copywriting. Basically, what we're doing here is we're writing emails to promote an offer, a product or a service, and to sell it to people who might be interested in it. Okay, so the goal of the email is to build relationship, to engage with people inside the email list, the email subscribers, and to persuade them to buy your offer, buy the product, the client, or if you're using it for your own business. And the best way to do that is by writing simple emails. Okay, so probably one of the most common misconceptions that if you want to become a good email copywriter, then you need to become a really good writer. And when you say a good writer, it means you need to have perfect grammar. You need to learn these big words to use. You need to have perfect punctuation. And basically, you need to be perfect in the way you write. But the thing with emails that it's really for it's really something that you can do even if you are not a good writer, okay? Because you need to just be writing elementary level emails, which means it should be really simple. It should be easily understand by people who read it. And there are some ways you can do that. Number one is of course you need to make sure that you are talking in everyday language. Which means that when you write an email, make sure that you are talking the way you are writing the way that you talk. Okay, so you don't need to come up with big words with something that Shakespeare would write. You just need to write like you talk. Okay, write like you talk. Number two is if you want to write simple emails that will be read by people, then you can always then make sure to always use simple words. Okay, so avoid using big words. Avoid words that that some people might not understand. Try to make it simpler. And I have a tool that I'm using to do this. So you can visit this. It's a website called HemingwayApp.com. So HemingwayApp.com. Basically, what it will do is that it will show you where your sentences are complicated or hard to read, so you can edit it. It will show you some of the suggestions on how to simplify the words that you are using. It will show you if you need to remove any adverbs, okay, or if you need to decrease the use of your passive tense of the words that you are using. So use that, HemingwayApp.com. And number three, I think it will be for the last tip for me. So if you want to write simple emails, then all you have to do is to talk about the problems of your target client. Because the thing is, if you want people to read your emails, then you always talk about the things that they really care about. Okay, so you don't, and the thing that they really care about is solving their problems, overcoming their struggles, reaching their goals and dreams, overcoming the obstacles that they have. So it's easy to get absorbed by what you want to say to them about your product, but what people really care about is themselves. Okay, so if you want to write simple emails, then you don't need to write a really persuasive email. All you need to do is to talk about the problems, talk about the things they care about, and simple enough, they understand it. And if you do a good job of showing that you care for them, then they will do what you're asking them to do. Whether it's to click a link, buy your offer, visit a page. So that's three tips that you can use. So number one, write like to talk. Number two, use simple words. You can use the HemingwayApp.com for that. And then number three, talk about the problems of your target audience.
Yay! Thank you so much.
I hope everyone gets that, and if they have questions, you can just reach out to me, and I'll be.
Yes, please. If you have questions, whether you are watching right now or you're watching on replay, feel free to send them in the comment section, and I will relay those questions to Rome so that he can reply directly to you. Okay, yes. So that's the end of the second section of this live session. So, Sis Bell, take it away.
Yes, this is the fun part, the fast Q&A round. So we'll get to know Rome more. So ready when you're ready, Sir Rome.
Let's do it.
First question, cake or pie?
Cake.
Able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Talk to animals.
Last movie or series you watched?
Better Call Saul.
Uy, high five. Absolutely brilliant. Number four, next question. Last song playing on your mind, your LSS?
Whatever Your Plan Is by Bethel Music.
Oh, I love that. Teleportation or flying?
Flying.
Last book you've read?
It's A Friendship Factor by Alan Loy McGuinness. So I want to make more friends.
Okay. Top three people that you follow?
Easy. See, it's Jan Pagulayan, of course, the first one. Then I have some foreign people that I follow. One is Ben Settle, and then there's another guy. His name is Sean Anthony. So, all those such people are email copywriters.
Wow. Okay. Paper or plastic?
Paper.
Summer or rainy days?
Rainy days.
Favorite day of the week?
Friday. Because it's a really rest day for me.
Yay, TGIF. Next question. Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Permission.
And then last but not the least, if you could ask God one question, what would it be?
Lord, what do you want me to do? Because I'm really a big believer that God has a purpose for us, that every people that He created, He has a plan for them. He has a specific purpose for them. So I really want to know what's my specific purpose so that I can do it, so that when I get to meet Him, I can say to Him, Lord, I did what you wanted to do.
Yay, thanks for sharing, Rom. So that concludes our fast Q&A round. Thank you for playing with us.
Yay. And any last piece of advice, especially to our aspiring freelancers?
Yeah, sure. So for those, if you are an aspiring freelancer, then one thing that I can really say is that you're really in for some really exciting career. So it's really completely different with if you're like me who came from a corporate background. It's completely different when you're doing your own thing. It's exciting because you can see how you're growing as a person, but at the same time it's also scary because you will have failures. That's a given. So everyone who started freelancing experience failure in some ways. So you need to persevere. You need to have a clear goal. You need to have a clear mission, a clear why you're doing this. So when that time comes that you are struggling, you are being challenged, you have problems, you will continue because you know why you are doing it. So just keep at it. Just keep doing it. And if you are consistent, I think that's the most important thing for a freelancer. You have to be consistent, and eventually you will get the results that you are looking for.
Yay, thank you. Thank you for that. Anything you'd like to promote, by the way, before we end?
Just go to my website, romroliga.com. If you want to see how I write emails, how I do this on my own business, so you just go visit my website, sign up there. I will send you a free PDF copy of my ebook, Email Copywriting Handbook, and it will get you choose around 20 tips on how to write better emails if that's the one thing that you want to do. So just go there, and then I have some really cool stuff to share with you when you're inside my email list.
Yes.
So remember that you don't. Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead.
Yes, remember that you don't need to do this alone. You know, don't need to figure out things alone. So find a mentor, as Rom has mentioned earlier. So
yes. And feel free to visit his website. I believe we shared that in the description. Just click that link and sign up to his to get his ebook or to get more tips from him, especially if you're pursuing an email copywriting career. So that's it for us. Please do join us in our closing prayer. Can you do the honor, Sis Mel?
Yes, sure. Let's remember that we're in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, people we work with, Rom and his family, Lord, and their loved ones. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Yes, before we end, please share with us your favorite tip that Rom has given us earlier. And again, before I end, I forgot. Check my book. If you're interested how to start your VA business, just go to, let me check my link, conniezabala.com/VA book. I'm kind of losing my link. Where is it? Anyway, just visit to conniezabala.com/VA book to know more about this book, which is actually available on Amazon, email, ebook, Kindle, audiobook, and in Upsumo. Anyway, okay, that's it for us. We hope to see you on Monday for our live praise and worship session. Again, thank you, Romer, for
guesting. Yes,
yes.
Thank you for saying yes.
Yes. And we hope we can collaborate soon. Again, if you are being blessed by this live session, by these interviews, click also that thumbs up button. So, bye everyone. God bless. Thank you, Rom.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Belle. We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube,
Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.